I and I, son of the Most High, Jah Rastafari, our arch shall correspond and beat in one harmony. Sounds from the burning spear.
If Bob Marley is the king of reggae, then next in that royal lineage is Winston Rodney, known internationally as Burning Spear. The two met as young musicians in the late 1960s, passing each other in a field in Jamaica. Marley encouraged Rodney to head to a studio and tape some songs. For Rodney and the rest of reggae, it was good advice.
Two people shall not enter.
These are all alone.
We walk on a true monster.
Sipping from the cup of tea.
Walter Rodney named his band, and eventually himself, Burning Spear. And after 35 years of Grammy Award-winning reggae, Rodney's fire isn't going out anytime soon. NPR's Christopher Johnson has this profile.
Winston Rodney's career began like so many other Jamaican artists in the 1960s, with American music.
I usually listen to various kind of singers. Curtis Mayfield was my favorite. James Brown, Tina Turner, Queen of Soul. So I started to get that musical essence from that time, before I even do my first song.
But Rodney and his Jamaican peers were creating something fresh and distinctly island. The polyrhythms crept with a slow, smoky crunch. The percussion pounded right in the chest, like the human heartbeat, they said. And it was alive, just like that, this new sound they called reggae.
You know, we could feel each other. That care for each other was there. It's not like we were thinking that I'm the man and you's not the man. All of us was the man. You know, all of us was working together. All of us was enjoying each other's music, each other's lyrics. It was a real strong, clean family.
Rodney formed his own musical family with singing partners Rupert Wilmington and Delroy Hines. They called their group Burning Spear. The name was a tribute to Jomo Kenyatta, the Kenyan freedom fighter and former president who used the same moniker. It was the perfect title for a band whose 1972 debut album, called Studio One Presents Burning Spear, was thick with themes of resistance, liberation, and Afrocentricity.
Ethiopians live it out.
Oh, we do it.
Ethiopians live it out.
Oh, forever.
Ethiopians live it out.
Burning Spear's music was also spiritual. Rodney drew lots of his ideas from a popular religious movement called Rastafari. The Rastafarians revered Ethiopia's former emperor, Haile Selassie, as God incarnate. Many Rastas, including Rodney, also held to the writings of Marcus Garvey. The itinerant Jamaican activist stressed global black solidarity and racial pride.
He rise up from nowhere and show the world that black people can be treated as black people, as a nation. I always hear a bell ringing, you know, like Marcus Garvey bell keep ringing in my head. So each time I go into the studio, something about Marcus keep coming out.
One of Burning Spear's first major hits was a song simply named Marcus Garvey.
Marcus Garvey words come to pass. Marcus Garvey words come.
The trio split in the mid-70s, but Rodney kept the name Burning Spear. In 1977, Rodney played his first of many shows in London, backed by the British band Oswald. But Rodney was just as strong without a band. His performance in the Jamaican film Rockers showcased Rodney's a cappella talent.
The lion did crown the king. The lion did crown the king. In Addis Ababa.
Over the next decade, Rodney frequently changed his band members and his record label. But he was always on tour. The 1988 album Live in Paris captures Rodney giving the kind of hypnotic live performance he's famous for, even today.
Are you ready, Paris? For the Burning Spear. The Burning Spear. Oh.
when I'm on stage, I myself don't know who am I. Many times, the music take me places, take me into a depth. I could feel the sensation and the gravity and the inspiration of the people just digging in. It's a connection.
So behold, I see a burning over yonder. So behold, I see a burning over yonder.
The Live in Paris album earned Rodney a Grammy nomination. But it wasn't until 1999 that Burning Spear won the trophy for Calling Rastafari. It's one of nearly 30 albums Rodney has put out since he and Bob Marley crossed paths in St. Anne's Parish in the late 60s. The title track of Spear's newest disc is a nod to the original community of reggae artists, including Marley, that shaped what is now a global sound. It's called Our Music.
Our Music. We are they who create that music. Now, when you're depending on record company, they put you in a spot when you're always going depending on them to do a lot of things for you. I'm not going to give it up to them. No way we're going to lose this music.
Our music, they think that we lose it. Our music, they swear blind that we lose it.
This is Rodney's second album out on Burning Music, the record label he runs together with his wife of 24 years. He hopes to one day pass the business on to some of his several children and grandchildren. But the 57-year-old Rodney, with his head full of long, graying dreadlocks, probably won't slow down even after retirement. He works out every day, lifting weights, playing soccer, and running for miles at a time. For his fitness, his family, and especially for his art, Rodney thanks the God he calls Jah.
This is what Jah want I to be. It's Jah wish. Possibly if I was thinking to be something else, it wouldn't have working. You know, I didn't say I want to do music. I didn't tell no one that I want to be a musician.
See this Rasta man almost every day.
Christopher Johnson, NPR News, Los Angeles.
You can learn more about Burning Spear and listen to cuts from his latest album on our website at npr.org.
No, you should never, you should never. You should never, 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 never.
Thanks for joining us. That's our program today. To listen to the show, visit npr.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.
Never you point your finger. Never you, never you, never you, never you. You should never, 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 never. No, you should never, you should never.